Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. I want to start by saying there are many people today who claim to be Christians. They call themselves Christians but live a sinful lifestyle, disobeying God. These people are deceived. For the true believers and followers of Jesus Christ obey his teaching and submit continually to God. The forgiveness of sin does not give Christians the right to continue in sin. No, no true believer and follower of Christ purposely continues to live in sin. I want all our Muslim friends to know that. And the Bible has so many verses that confirm this fact. Christ gives his true followers also the desire and power to do good. We read, for example, in Titus, in the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 14, that Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Some Muslims incorrectly teach that Christians do not care about doing good works. No, it is exactly the opposite. Muslims told me in the past, because you depend on what Jesus has done for you, then you can sin. No way. It is never encouraged in the Bible that we continue in sin. Actually, the word of God in the Bible warns us of God's discipline and God's chastising us and the negative consequences if we continue in sin, if we sin deliberately. The gospel actually teaches believers to be holy and to deny themselves and to live their lives every day for God. Muslims sometimes tell me, no, we Muslims, we pray five times a day. But you don't pray five times a day. Actually, the gospel teaches believers to pray continually without ceasing. We read this commandment in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We pray without ceasing. We pray all the time. Why? Because we depend on God all the time. And we need God all the time. And we want to connect with God all the time. We submit our lives to God, not five times a day, but 24 hours, 7 days a week. And all true Christians who follow the teachings of the Bible know they are to remain in fellowship with God, surrendering their lives to God and submitting to his will continually. My Muslim friend, I want you to know that not everybody say I am a Christian or I believe in Jesus or I go to church is truly born again, a child of God, believer, follower of Jesus Christ. It is also true that since the coming of Jesus until today, in every generation, multitudes of Christians lived and sacrificed their lives to serve God and serve people. For example, American Christian missionaries, they went to travel all over the world to tell people about Jesus. We have a different concept about good works and the prayer and the fasting. It's just different concept than what the Quran describes. Actually, Jesus told us, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you for your prayer. We read these beautiful words in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. And Jesus also taught similar passage about fasting. And of course, we want our Muslim friends to know that just as infants grow physically, people who are born again, became children of God through faith in Christ, also grow spiritually. Followers of Christ stumble and fall short of the perfect standard of their holy God. They struggle against sin. They struggle against the desires of the flesh and Satan. And gradually they mature in their spiritual lives. And when Christians grieve about their sins, they can take comfort in God's promise to always forgive them. When they confess and repent, this glorious promise is found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Beautiful, beautiful promise. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I love that verse because anytime I fall short or anytime I realize that I have the wrong feelings or I did something that God does not want me to do, I rely on that promise. I know God promised to pardon me when I repent and when I believe that Jesus Christ died and paid the penalty for all the sins I committed and I will ever commit. And of course, true repentance is intention not to continue to disobey God. It's a firm resolution to forsake the wrongdoing I did. And of course, faith in the value of what Christ has done for me, his sacrifice for me. God justly forgives us because Christ paid the penalty that I should have paid. My friend, you can be forgiven and saved today. Just acknowledge your disobedience and the wickedness, that you are living in sin, living against God's will, and rely on what Jesus Christ did for you. And Jesus is your only hope. Because I know many Muslims are depending on the Quran, but when I studied the Quran throughout my life, I discovered that in the Quran, God never gave assurance of the forgiveness of the sinner's wrongdoing or even of the believer's sins. In the Quran, God stated that he forgives whom he pleases and tortures whom he pleases. You can read that in Surah chapter 5, verse 18. The Quran never promised, God never promised in the Quran, complete forgiveness of the believer's sins. The Quran actually describes God as unpredictable judge. I don't want to take all the time to talk about what the Quran stated, but I encourage you today that God promised to forgive you and to start cleansing you and purifying you from all the filthiness, unrighteousness, so you can become more and more free from the presence of sin. My friend, here is God's promise for you. If you confess your sin right now, God is faithful and just, and will forgive your sin and will purify you from all unrighteousness when you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Please pray this prayer with me if you mean it. God, thank you for promise to forgive me. Jesus, I believe in you that you paid the penalty for my sins. I put my faith in you. Thank you, God, for loving me. I repent, God. I don't want to live far from you anymore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
My friends, I like to start by saying that we as believers in Christ rejoice that God does not leave us to struggle in life alone. God does not leave us in our struggle against sin or against our human sinful desire or against Satan. God is always at work in our lives. I love to remind my Muslim friends that the Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome temptations. And the Holy Spirit always working to change our character, to be more like God, to be more like Jesus, because we are created in God's image. So the Holy Spirit enables us to be more loving, to forgive more. Because, you know, one of my Muslim friends told me the Christian faith is unrealistic. How can you love your enemy? Well, I can't, but the Holy Spirit within me, changing my heart and giving me the desire and the will and the ability to love my enemy and to wish everything good to happen to my enemy. And the Holy Spirit enabled me to have the desire to obey and serve God. Oh, very important verse I want to remind my audience with in Philippians chapter 2. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. God works in you both to will and to do, to act for His good pleasure. This is our Christian experience. In our weakness, God works in our lives every day, all the time, when we allow Him, so we can produce good works. God does not force us, usually, against our will. You know, sometimes, yes, sometimes God intervene and stop us and speak to us loudly. But usually God leads us to His will and leads us to do what pleases Him through His powerful work within us, through the work and the influence of the Holy Spirit within us. This is different than the emphasis of Islamic teaching, which is imposing Islamic law to force people to do God's will and to obey God. As a lawyer in Egypt, studied Islamic law and had many cases involve Islamic law, it is always trying to stop the person from doing something that perceived by Islam as against God's will. Well, in Christianity, God influences and changes our will through His Spirit to do His pleasure. For example, God enlightened our dark minds to discover the truth, discover His will. In Christianity, God is a gentleman. God enables us to see the horrible nature of sin and its negative consequences, which convinces me to repent if I said something against God's will and to seek to do His will. For example, if I said something unkind to my wife, then God, through His Spirit, convict me of the wrong I did, of the wrong word I said, of the wrong choice of words I used, and help me to repent, and quickly I can tell my wife, forgive me, I should not have said that. He convinces us that His eternal plans are much, much better than our own thoughts or desires or plans. So we joyfully let go of our goals and seek to fulfill His purpose in our lives. And God works powerfully in our lives to change our harsh heart and help us to have a heart that love Him and love people. It all came from God. Actually, from the beginning, God gives us grace even before we wanted to walk with Him or live according to His will. He works on our stubborn will and gives us the desire to submit to Him. We know very well that we are saved because of God's grace. God actually opened our eyes and hearts to understand who Jesus is, and God Himself led us to repent because the Holy Spirit convicted us of sin, our sin, and Jesus' righteousness and the day of judgment. Also, it's important to mention here that no matter how many wonderful things we are able to accomplish, we don't become prideful or arrogant simply because we know that it is God, through His grace, through His Spirit, have been working in us and enabling us to do everything good that we were able to accomplish. Because we know we didn't have the desire or ability or power to do anything else. That is different than Islam. I always like to study the Islamic religion and what Muslim scholars said. I found out that what I am sharing with you is different than what most Muslims believe and teach. For example, Farid Ishaq, he was appointed to a position of prominence by Nelson Mandela. He's internationally known South African Muslim scholar. He reveals how the believer relationship with Allah is spilled out in such acts of devotion as pilgrimage to Mecca, prayers 5 times a day, fasting during the month of Ramadan. Interestingly, he wrote one of his famous books, title is On Being a Muslim. He wrote, "One can be totally committed to Islam and yet not have it touch one's inner being." Again, I'm repeating, "One can be totally committed to Islam," he wrote, "and yet not have Islam touch one's inner being. Our lives as Muslims are largely devout of an ongoing and living connection with Allah." What he just wrote is exactly the opposite of our Christian experience as believers and followers of Jesus Christ. God is at work in our lives all the time, and He is changing us all the time, especially when we submit our life to Him and we give Him the freedom to change us and we submit to His will, He guides us to do His perfect will and His eternal plans. My friends, I want to invite you now, if you are not living this life, if you don't have a personal relationship with God, if you don't feel God is working in your life and changing you to be better, a human being every day than the day before, every year than the year before, I invite you to put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because this is the beginning. This is how you can be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. This is how the Holy Spirit enters your life. Jesus, I believe in you that you died to pay the penalty for my sins. I receive you in my heart. God, I want to have a personal relationship with you. I repent to God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God, with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.